the opening lyrics of A Lovely Lullaby by Andrew Carter, softly the light is stealing, sweetly a maiden sings, ever wakeful, ever wistful, watching faithfully, thankfully, tenderly. Gentle words like softly, sweetly, tenderly. It is a work that brings together old and new, embracing the ancient text of the Magnificat. The ancient text of the Magnificat in the arms of a contemporary setting of the Nativity tale. It's not just the beauty of the piece, but the bringing together of early times and our times, and the organ accompaniment, perhaps, that makes this piece representative of a concert program titled Christmas Joy, to be offered by the Arcadia Chorale this weekend in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. The concert's subtitle, though, is Music for Chorus, Brass, and Organ, and so the works will range from the tender to the Titanic. Stephen Thomas is music director and conductor of the Arcadia Chorale and chair of the Division of Performing Arts, director of choral activities, and professor of music at Wilkes University. He paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about these performances.
We're talking today about the upcoming concert with the Arcadia Chorale and the Wilkes University Choral Ensemble. So that's the Wilkes University Chorus and the Wilkes University Chamber Singers. We're actually doing a collaboration with all three choirs, which is something we do every couple of years. And it's a great, I think, experience for everybody involved. I like getting a chance to see all my choirs, you know, do something together, and the less experienced singers learn from the more experienced singers. And there's lots of cross-pollination that happens there. So the program, we're calling it Christmas Joy, Music for Chorus, Brass, and Organ. So in addition to those three choirs, we are also being joined by a brass ensemble and with an organist he'll talk about just a bit. The other thing that's happening, besides the sort of the normal things that happen at choral concerts, we are also doing a sing-along. So sort of scattered throughout the program, we're doing three Christmas carols where the audience will be invited to sing. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, The First Noel, O Come All Ye Faithful, are the three that we're doing. And the David Wilcox arrangements of those, which use brass and organ. And so people that come to the concert will get a chance to sing those traditional carols, but also get to sing them with, you know, with the Arcadia Chorale, with the Wilkes singers, and then with the brass and the organ. So it's going to be quite a sound. So I think what I'll do maybe is talk about each group in turn and what they're doing. The first group on the program is actually the chamber singers. That's the Wilkes University Chamber Singers. It's a small ensemble. It's 13 singers this year. It varies a little bit from year to year, but that's where we are this fall. It's a wonderful collection of students, and they come from across the university. So there's students majoring in musical theater, in pharmacy, engineering, chemistry, neuroscience, psychology, business, and communication. So it's really students drawn from across the university that all have a love of and experience with singing. And it's a sort of a mix of group. There's one freshman in it, and the rest of them are there's like four in each class. It's not usually that evenly distributed, but it is this year. There's four sophomores, four juniors, four seniors, and then the one freshman. So the group is doing a mix of Renaissance music and contemporary music, most of it a cappella. There's one accompanied piece that they're doing. And from the early Renaissance, there's sort of a theme here of the 15th century. There's lots of things in the program that have some connection to the 15th century, which is not that uncommon. On Christmas programs, there's lots of Christmas carols come from that time. And so the chamber singers are doing a 15th century Christmas carol, Noel Sing We. It's partly three parts, partly two parts. You know, it begins as a refrain that's in three parts, and then there's verses that are in two parts. And it's an anonymous composer. We don't know who wrote it, but it's like many of the Christmas carols of the time. It's a mix of English and Latin. And the first part of it is Noel Sing We, both all and some. Now, Rex Pacificus is a come, you know, it slips in and out of the two languages. And if you want a translation of that, let us sing Noel, each and every one, now that the King of Peace is come. Sort of a translation of the Latin and also the archaic English into more modern idiomatic English. So that's how they start. We also have them singing something from the late Renaissance, a piece by Victoria, Tomás Luis de Victoria, his Ave Maria. he wrote a couple of pieces that are actually very often, you know, sort of standard pieces for the Christmas time, and this is one that I like to do. Victoria was one of the greatest composers of the Renaissance, arguably the greatest Spanish composer of the Renaissance, and he kind of forms a triumvirate with the Palestrina and Orlando di Lasso, the sort of the three of them. I mean, there obviously are many other great composers of the Renaissance, but the greatest hits sort of usually includes the three of them. And this motet is based on a Gregorian chant melody, and in fact begins with a little snippet of tenor soloist singing a little incipit of the Gregorian chant, and then the rest of the motet is based on that melody, the rest of the chant melody. So there's that, and then also one other piece from the late Renaissance, sort of on that bridge between late Renaissance and early Baroque, is a piece by Hans Leo Hassler, Verbum caro factum est. Now, the word is made flesh, is a translation of that. And Hassler studied in Venice in the late 16th century and absorbed the polychoral tradition that was going on there at the time. And this particular motet, it's actually six voices, which is kind of fun for the 13 singers to do. It, you know, it spreads them to two or three and a part for these six voices. And this motet owes a lot to that polychoral tradition. So it plays the voice parts off of each other, and particularly the high voices and the low voices. So it starts with the high voices and the low voices echo and so on. So there's a lot of that kind of dialogue that goes on. So then you get a piece, there's a 21st century piece. So it was written in the 21st century, but it's a mix of old and new. Again, a theme of a sort on this concert. The text is from another 15th century English carol. So again, the text is about roughly the same age as the early carol that we talked about a minute ago. But this now is set to new music by English composer Bob Chilcott. And this is a piece called Nova Nova. And the text is Nova Nova Ave Fitex Eva. It goes on from there, but that's the translation of that is news, news. Ave is made from Eva. As a bit of a coincidence, Ave is this hail, this greeting that Gabriel gives to the Virgin Mary. And if you flip that, you get Eva. So it's A-V-E, E-V-A, and it's this idea, E-V-A, essentially the name of Eve, right? So this idea that somehow the Virgin Mary is reversing the sin, or helping to reverse the sin of Eve and so on. So it's something that writers, poets played with a lot, and this is a text that makes use of that particular relationship there. And this is it's a very energetic piece full of changing meters. It's a challenge for them to sing, but it's a lot of fun also. And then we have another piece, which is kind of a new spin on an old carol, a new take on an old carol. But here the carol is much less old, so I think many listeners will be familiar with Gustav Holst's setting of In the Bleak Midwinter, a very, very well-known Christmas carol, text by Christina Rossetti. And we actually have an arrangement by a contemporary composer of this Christmas carol. So it takes the tune and some of the harmony in some places, but sets it in a jazz style. So the arranger is Darman Meter. There's a jazz piano accompaniment. And it's a really interesting thing, actually, because it, in a way, it fits in with this idea of taking these old carols and making, well, usually the old is older. Usually we're talking, you know, Renaissance or somewhere around there. But this is from the early 20th century, actually, is where it originally was. And now we're jazzifying, in a way, this very well-known Christmas carol. And then we end with a little bit more jazz, a jazz arrangement by Kirby Shaw of Irving Berlin's beloved song, White Christmas. So that's the chamber singer's set. That starts the concert. And then we follow that with the Arcadia Chorale. And they do a set of four works by British composers. So they're focusing specifically on British works. And three of them, like some of the ones we talked about already, use old texts and new music. The first of those is The King of Bliss by John Rutter. Now, John Rutter, of course, is one of the best known living choral composers. And the text that he sets, it's old. It's from the 15th century, but it's actually a little bit different than most of the other ones on the concert, old texts on the concert, because we actually know who the author is, which is unusual. A lot of the texts from the time are anonymous. We don't know who wrote them, but in this case, it's a poet named James Ryman who wrote this text. And as far as I've been able to tell, the text was not originally intended to be sung. It was just a poem that he wrote. And so John Rutter took this poem and set it to music. And it's a energetic and joyous piece. It begins with this fanfare that keeps coming back in various versions between the verses. Gloria in altissimis, for now is born the King of Bliss. This is the glory in the highest, for now is born the King of Bliss. As it goes through, it tells the story of the angels and the shepherds, the traditional story of shepherds visiting the manger and hearing the angels singing. And it also talks about the visitation by the three kings. The other two pieces on the chorale set that use old texts are Herbert Howells' A Spotless Rose, which is a translation of the 15th century, also 15th century, but now German carol, Es ist ein Rosensprungen, which is perhaps better known in a different English translation as Lohau a Rose, or Blooming. And then we have Alleluia, A New Work Is Come on Hand, that's the title, by English organist and composer David Bednall, who's a relatively young composer, new to me. And as I think you know from our discussions over the years, I really enjoy finding new composers, new works that I don't know. And this was a new piece to me, new composer to me. And the text of this piece, again, yet another 15th century Christmas carol, but of course, given new music. And his arrangement, Bednall's arrangement, features the organ, which gives me a chance to mention one of our guest artists this weekend. We have Dr. Timothy Smith, who's joining us. He's well known, I think, to audiences in the area, but for people that are not familiar with him, he's the director of music and organist at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. He also serves as university organist of Columbia University, and he also was for many years the director of music and organist of New York's Riverside Church. So he's a phenomenal musician, wonderful, wonderful person. He's a joy to work with, and we're excited to get a chance to work with him again. And we're really giving him a workout. There's lots of pieces on the program that use organ, and some of them are quite virtuosic. So we're showing him off a little bit, which is great to get a chance to do that. So he actually also is accompanying the chorale on another piece, not so virtuosic. It's by Andrew Carter, called Mary's Magnificat. And this is actually the one work that the chorale is doing that is setting a new text. It's not an old text. The piece describes or sets the scene of Mary singing a lullaby to the baby Jesus. But the lullaby that she's singing is actually the first two lines of the Magnificat text. So it's a really interesting combination of two different sort of parts of the story. And it's really just gorgeous, gorgeous music. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. So that's the chorale's set. Then the second half of the program actually begins with the University Chorus, the Wilkes University Chorus. And they do yet another modern setting of an old text, bit of a theme here. And in this case, though, the text is older. So most of the texts we've been talking about come from the 15th century. This is actually from the 12th century. The piece is On This Day Earth Shall Ring, which is a translation of a 12th century Latin text, Person et Odie. That text, and this translation of it, has been set a number of times, but we're doing the version composed by H.C. Stewart. It's a joyful setting for chorus and, again, organ. In addition to that, the chorus is also performing several familiar carols, The Holly and the Ivy, a traditional English Christmas carol arranged by Alice Parker, Robert Shaw. What is This Lovely Fragrance, which is a traditional French Christmas carol arranged by Healy Willen. And they're also doing another French, sort of a French piece. It's Noël We Sing, composed by Louis-Claude Daquin, who was an 18th century French composer. But it's not the originals. The original was arranged by more recent composers, Robert de Cormier and E. Power Biggs, who's, of course, a famous organist. The original piece by Descamps is actually a Noël. It's a piece for organ only. Un Grand Jeu et Duo is the name of it. And it's variations on a French Christmas carol tune. But the original is just the organ. So what Robert de Cormier and E. Power Biggs did, they took this piece and they went back and they interpolated the original Christmas carol tune in a new harmonization and put it in between the variations that the organ plays on the tune. And it's quite a piece. I know it from when I was a child. We had a number of LPs that we played at Christmas time, and one was this recording with lots of Christmas music on it. For whatever reason, I remember this piece. It stuck in my head as one of the things on this record that we played every year, and I've never gotten a chance to do it, actually, and now's the opportunity. I love this piece. It's sort of a sentimental thing for me, but it's really actually quite virtuosic for the organist. Each variation gets more involved as it goes, and so again, it's a chance for us to feature Tim Smith on the organ. The chorus then finishes out their set with a Christmas spiritual, Round the Glory Manger, arranged by K. Lee Scott. Then for the end of the program, we put everybody together. So we have the University Chorus and the Arcadia Chorale. The singers and the chamber singers sing in the chorus. So it's all three together, but really it's the two, mainly the two groups. And I mentioned early on about the polychoral tradition. Well, we're doing a piece by Giovanni Gabrielli. So I mentioned that Hanslo Hassler studied in Venice, which is where he learned this polychoral style. He actually studied with Andrea Gabrielli, who is Giovanni Gabrielli's uncle. And in fact, they both studied with him. Giovanni Gabrielli and Hanslo Hassler both studied with Andrea Gabrielli. And so they became friends, the younger generation became friends and colleagues. So Giovanni Gabrieli wrote many polychoral pieces. The chorale's actually sung some of them in the past, but we haven't done this one before. The one we're doing is a double chorus piece called Odie Christus Natus Est. For the two choirs, the Arcadia Chorale will sing one choir, University Chorus will sing the other. And as was typical performance practice at the time, we're having instruments double the singer. So we actually have our brass ensemble that's going to be doubling one choir, and then the organ will double the other choir. So it is grand and glorious stuff. It's just wonderful, wonderful music. And it's funny to work on these pieces because we have to do them in isolation. The groups rehearse differently. So the Arcadia Chorale is learning the one half, and the Wilkes group, Wilkes singers, is learning the other half. And it's like listening to one end of a phone conversation. It's sort of interesting, but you don't really get the full effect until everybody is together. And so actually, we at one rehearsal, I have several students from Wilkes who actually sing in the Arcadia Chorale. So they will ultimately be singing with Wilkes, but we had one rehearsal where they sang their part and the chorale got to sing the other part. So we finally, at least that subset of the total number of singers, got to hear what it sounds like. And it's just, I mean, even with just the handful of singers against the full group, it was still glorious. It will be much more so with the instruments in the full choir. So that's the Gabrieli piece. We're also combining to do another piece by Andrew Carter called A Maiden Most Gentle. This is a text, it's actually Carter's paraphrase of words by the Venerable Bede. So that's the earliest author on the program. He was, I think, late 7th, early 8th century. So that's going back quite a ways. But so Carter took this text that was written by him and paraphrased it in modern English, and then wrote this really beautiful music to set that text to. So that's something that we're joining on. And then the program closes with Daniel Pinkham's Christmas Cantata, which is just a wonderful work. It was written in 1957 for the chorus of the New England Conservatory of Music. Pinkham taught there at the New England Conservatory for a number of years. And it's a somewhat extended piece. It's in three movements, and it uses traditional Latin texts. So no more 15th century English things. It's traditional Latin text for the closing piece. And it begins, the first movement begins with this grand introduction that asks the shepherds to tell us what they've seen. So, quem vidistis, pastores? What have you seen, shepherds? And the shepherds then, after this introduction, it moves into a more fast-paced section where the shepherds are excited to tell of what they've seen. They've seen Jesus' birth, and they've seen the choirs of angels singing praises. So that's that first movement. Then the mood changes. The second movement is slow. It's focusing more on the mystery of the nativity of the season. So O Magnum Mysterium is the text, O Great Mystery. For the second movement, it's very static in a way. And the whole movement is underpinned by this D pedal note in the organ and the brass. The whole movement has this single note sort of underneath everything. And then above that, you have the singers singing lines. It begins with the women singing in unison. Eventually, the men join in. But the melodies that the singers sing is very much inspired by a Gregorian chant. So it's a very cool movement. It's really just sort of spine-tinglingly beautiful. So I really love that movement. So we have that then in the middle. And then the end, the last movement, is a joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus. There's a recurring refrain that uses the text that the angels sing. Gloria in excelsis, glory to God in the highest. And then in between that refrain, we have verses drawn from Psalm 100. Jubilate Deo, omnis terra, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So it's just a very joyful end. It talks about make a joyful noise. It is a joyful noise. It's a great, glorious noise when all the choirs get together and the brass ensemble and the full organ and everybody is letting loose at the end of the concert. It's going to be amazing, an amazing sound. And I can't think of a better way to get into the joyous Christmas spirit, and I hope people will come join us.
Dr. Stephen Thomas, music director and conductor of the Arcadia Chorale, chair of the Division of Performing Arts, director of choral activities, and professor of music at Wilkes University, speaking with us about a concert program titled Christmas Joy, Music for Chorus, Brass, and Organ. This Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Arcadia Chorale, joining with the Wilkes University Choral Ensembles, presenting these programs, St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre, Saturday evening at 7:30, and Sunday at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton at 3:00. There is a discount for WVIA members and for seniors. Students are free. For more information on the web, arcadiacorral.org, arcadiacorral.org. That's Saturday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And then Sunday, December 3rd at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton at 3 in the afternoon. For more information on the web, arcadiacorral.org, arcadiacorral.org.